This is Jim Fossone from VeteransRadio.net, broadcasting from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. We want to thank you for clicking on the download button on today's show. Also, we'd like to thank podbros.com for having this podcast on their website. Head to their page and check out many other great podcasts. Until then, let's take it back to Veterans Radio Podcast.
All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800. Our guest today has an interesting military career and recently won a title that we want to talk about. Our guest is Carrie Turner. She's a captain in the Washington Army National Guard. Carrie, say hello to the Veterans Radio listening audience.
Well, hello everyone out there listening, and thank you, Jim, very much for having me on your show today.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. We're going to talk, as I say, a little bit about your career, but a little bit about also the title you recently won in Las Vegas as Ms. Veteran America 2015. So that'll be interesting, and we'll tease everybody with that. But let's start, Carrie, with your early years. Where'd you grow up?
I'm originally from Boise, Idaho, land of the blue turf.
Well, everybody watching football at this time of year knows all about it. And where did you go from there?
After I graduated high school, I actually spent some time in Guam and then landed up in Missouri. And that's where, back in 2006, I joined the Missouri Army National Guard.
And was the military something that you always wanted to get to? There was a family history of it? Or what put you in a position in 2006 to say, hey, maybe this is something I should do?
I don't have a history of family in the service. I have, you know, some spotted folks that have that I'm related to that have served. But as far as, like, a career military family, that's not where I came from. But I really just wanted to work on the installation at Wayman Air Force Base. And I had actually done the ASVAB when I was 18, wanted to ship then, and just with life, it didn't happen at that point. And so a few years later, I interviewed for a job being a human resource specialist. And in order to keep the job, I had to agree to sign up for the National Guard. And that's where it all started.
And was there was this a pathway to further education, or really just a pathway to a good, solid, stable job opportunity?
A little bit of both. I knew that I wanted to get a college education, and there were some things. I was already a mom when I joined the service, and so there were some life experiences that had happened before college. And so I knew I wanted the stability of a good career, and that was really the catapult to put me to agree to sign up for the National Guard. But I've always lived a life of adventure. I've always been really outgoing, and I'm an athlete, so I just figured, hey, why not? I've got a good job, and now I have this adventure side as well. So, but with the Army, I've finished my degree and eventually became an officer.
And what type of college education did you obtain?
I went to Columbia College in Missouri, and I ended up with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration.
And did you do this while you were in service? One of the things we try to get across to our listeners is there's a whole lot of different ways to get your education either both completed or paid for. So we like to tell a little bit of how you got through it as a single mom and somebody who was working, it sounds like, full time. So how did you pull it all off?
You know, some days I look back and I'm really, how did I have the energy? Because you mentioned that I was a single mom, and I was for 6 years of my Army career. And I finished my degree during that time being a single mom. So it was just a lot of hard work and some long sleepless nights. I mean, when you're waking up to ensure everybody in the house gets fed and on the school bus, get to work, finish your day, come home, cook dinner, and then hit the books and study when the kids go to bed. That was my study time. That was how I manage to find the time in the day. What I always tell people is if there is value in it, you will find the time to make it happen. And it was really important to me to show my kids that you can get an education and you can further your life regardless of the situation that you're currently in.
You know, listeners, we're talking to Carrie Turner, who's a captain in the Washington Army National Guard. She's been serving in the National Guard since 2006, originally in the Missouri National Guard. But I think we have these interviews and put these out for our listeners, Carrie, because we want to pass along the words of wisdom that you've picked up and our others have picked up along the way. And you just gave us two of them. If there's value in it, you'll find the time. And it was very important for you to show your kids the importance of going that extra mile to get that college education. Those sound like they were things driving you forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. I, just a little bit pre-military, I was a teen mom, so the battle was definitely established really young in my life, the uphill struggle, if you will, to make sure that just because I was in that situation that it wasn't going to define my whole life, but it was just going to be a part of my story and not my whole story. And so I really wanted to show my kids that, hey, you know, maybe I started life a little earlier than I originally had planned, but I'm going to still hit these targets that matter to make sure that I am a productive citizen to society and to show others that you can do it even when things are rough.
So you started with the Missouri National Guard and served there for how long?
I was there until January of 2000 and, well, October of 2013.
And over those 6 or 7 years, tell us about the service that you performed.
I started off as a private first class with an aviation unit as a human resource specialist. From there, I was promoted into specialist and then was given the leadership responsibility of a corporal. And I just had a few really good officers in my pathway that said, hey, you would be a great officer, so why don't you consider this? And years later, Captain Jake Ball was one of the motivational speakers to encourage me to go ahead and accept a program called Officer Candidate School and see. He knew what I had, what it took to be an officer. And so years later, he ended up being my company commander. And at the point that he was encouraging me to do Officer Candidate School, he was just a pilot in our battalion. And then from there, so I went to OCS at Alabama Military Academy down at Fort McClellan, which is also the home of the WAC. So that was a really cool experience, being a female in uniform at the birth of women serving in the Army. And from there, I came back to Missouri, did an acting commander right out of OCS, which was kind of nerve-wracking and exciting and a lot of learning experience to be had. And then I became the finance pay chief of the state of Missouri for National Guard. Vote, technician pay, travel pay, AGR pay, you name it. Anything that got paid out for the National Guard came through our office. And then was asked to come back to the aviation world as their public affairs officer to deploy to the Middle East to build partnerships with allies in the region. And then when we came home from deployment, that's where I moved up to Maryland and left Missouri Army National Guard.
And tell us a little bit about your assignments in the Middle East.
As a public affairs officer for the 35th Combat Aviation Brigade, my role was to tell the story of what our soldiers were doing, what our pilots were doing. We were building partnerships both with internal agencies, so our organizations, the Navy. We did deck landing qualifications on their boats. We were building partnerships within Kuwait. We were Saudi Arabia, Jordan, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Bahrain. So we just did a lot of work building up partnerships to encourage unity to help fight terror in the region.
So as a girl growing up in Boise, Idaho, Did you ever think you'd find yourself in that position?
No, actually, as a girl growing up, I wanted to be on Broadway with a shoe full, closet full of shoes. So so it's definitely the life that I thought I was going to have, the life that I've lived that don't really line up. But I wouldn't trade the experiences that I've had now for a closet full of shoes. So, yeah, it was a really neat experience. And I did so much more than just public affairs things when I was in Kuwait.
So I think there's another one of those little pearls of wisdom that we're passing along to the listeners, and maybe they can pass along to their daughters and granddaughters, and that is that lifetime of set of experiences, I'll use your phrase, is more valuable than a closet full of shoes.
Yes.
So after you moved to Maryland, sort of take us how you find yourself back into the National Guard world.
Well, my husband now, we were dating and we were doing the long distance thing. So I like to tell people we had our own Sleepless in Seattle story going. I was in Baltimore area and he was in Seattle, and Seattle area. And we decided that we didn't want to continue the long distance thing and that we wanted to be married. So in October of 2013, I moved out to be with him in our little hometown. And, well, not our home, it's our hometown now, but it's a really cute little community that we live in. And in part of that, I still had a commitment to the National Guard. My service wasn't over, and I knew that, but I knew I didn't want to be a full-time National Guard soldier, just like an active duty soldier anymore. I definitely wanted to go to the traditional National Guard soldier, which is 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. And the decision to do that primarily was the focus, the shift in focus on my kids and my family versus the commitment to the Army. And I knew I wanted to serve, just not full-time anymore. And with that, I became a public affairs officer for the Public Affairs Operations Center out at Camp Murray. And then during a presentation, a brief to a commander, somebody asked me to join the officer candidate school program with the Washington National Guard. And so I went over there to teach, and now I'm a platoon trainer / instructor, you know, guiding and mentoring young minds into being future leaders.
Well, and you had the good fortune of having such a mentor early on in your career, so you're sort of paying it back, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. There's always the good examples of what you want to be and then the examples of what you want to change. And so I felt like Officer Candidate School was a really good fit to be able to impart those little pearls of wisdom, as you've said, to future leaders. Because when we're gone, what the legacy we leave behind, they pick up and they carry forth. And it's our job and our responsibility, not only to the Army, but to America, to give those future leaders the information that they need to excel and to be successful in their career as well.
Veteran Radio listeners, we're talking to Captain Kerry Turner with the Washington Army National Guard, and I'm going to pivot now to a little piece of recent news that you participated in a competition in October in Las Vegas as part of the Miss Veteran America, and you were selected or crowned as Miss Veteran America 2015 for the next year. First, tell us a little bit about Miss Veteran America, the competition.
Well, Miss Veteran America, the competition is the event, the final event, yes, just took place in October, but it is a year, 6 months, depending on when you join. The competition opens in January of the year you're competing. So it could be up to 10 months of hard work, putting forth the effort to tell the story of homeless female veterans and their kids, to advocate, to promote awareness for that, to raise money to help eliminate that issue. And you also have to fine-tune a talent and prepare to speak in front of a panel of 5 very esteemed female veteran judges. And all of that came to a head October 18th when we had the final event there in Las Vegas this year.
Well, it's a brainchild of an Army veteran, Jazz Booth. who we've had the pleasure of interviewing on Veterans Radio before. And if you want to hear how this starts, listeners, go listen to that podcast after this one. And it is focused on trying to address this problem of that female veterans find that they're homeless, particularly those with children. Tell us a little bit about what you did during that year to sort of help sharpen your understanding and focus some problem solving on this issue.
Right. Jim, if I may talk about Jazz just for a real quick second.
Sure.
What I love about her is that she had this vision to showcase what we are beyond the uniform. And that's Miss Better America is really all about. It's like the next chapter of our lives. We're just not the soldier, the sailor, the Marine, the Coast Guardsman, the airmen who wear the uniform. There's so much more to what we do as women. And so that's really Miss Better America kind of allows us to present to the world this next chapter of our lives and the other work and the other passions that we have besides serving our country. So with that being said, what I did to promote and the events that I created and did for the year as I was competing, I had two benefits concerts with a jazz blues band. I spoke to VFWs. I went to American Legion Post and spoke to veterans. I spoke at schools. I talked to any and everybody that would listen to what this is and what that does. I was able to do fundraisers with jewelry, fundraisers with candles, fundraisers with a yogurt company on JBLM Joint Base Lewis McChord. I had the great pleasure of being invited from a director of a veteran organization to speak to her on behalf and get the full story for my state as well. So there was just a lot of different events that I did and different places that I was able to speak and be able to share the story of what happens when veterans get forgotten about, whether it's female or not, and they become homeless and there's gaps and lacks in services, and how can we, as the American population, make this better for them?
Well, I'd like to encourage everybody to look at this issue, and if you want to go to MsVeteranAmerica.org, you can learn more about women beyond the uniform. You'll see a button of contestants that'll show you the 2015 finalists. You'll see a button of the distinguished a panel of judges, all women who judge this competition, all who have served with some pretty interesting backgrounds. So you can educate yourself some more about this. And we're talking to Carrie Turner, Captain of the Washington Army National Guard, the Miss Veteran America 2015. Carrie, what do you hope to accomplish over the next year as you tour the lands and talk to folks about various issues?
I guess most importantly, what I would like to accomplish is just to really empower women who've served this country to be encouraged to take action for benefits that they have earned. And not only that, but really just to know that not just this organization, but there are many organizations that we've got your back. We're sisters in arms. And I truly want all women who have served to really understand that they are part of a very awesome elite group of women who have decided to serve this country and raise families. And I just really want to empower them. A fabulous feat would be to end homelessness for female veterans. And the plight really is near and dear to my heart because 70% of the women who find themselves homeless also have children, and children are our future. And America, we need to wake up a little bit and realize that when our children are homeless, they can't focus in school, they can't get a good education, there are other things that are distracting them. And I just really want to take that story to the world and say, hey, let's stop for a minute and honor those who've served this country and end this issue in America.
Well, it's a very worthy cause. It's one that we on Veterans Radio have been talking about for
a number of years now, and there are a lot of ways in which every veteran and every person who cares can step in and do something. I think one of the things I most enjoyed with Jazz Booth in our discussions, and I think you related it a little bit, is here's a female veteran who saw a problem and didn't complain about it. She got after it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do in the military, right? That, you know, there's the challenge. I don't want to hear about how high the hill is or how long the march is. Make a plan. Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she's doing with her organization of Ms. Veteran America, and I think it gives you a platform to do the same.
Yeah.
I'm a little interested in how the kids and the husband have reacted to all this.
They're all very supportive. My husband, you know, he's been my number one supporter since the beginning, and any idea that I have or any trip I want to take or any class I want to pursue, he's just really always been, hey, get after it, do it, I support you, and I love you. And I really couldn't have found a better mate that's just genuine and awesome. He thinks it's fun to an element, and the kids are just enjoying it with just knowing and seeing the sheer joy on their face when I showed them, when I came home from Vegas and showed them the crown and the sash, just to have something tangible for them to see for all the hard work that we had put into it as a family was really kind of a nice reaction from them. So it's been a lot of fun at the onset of it. I've traveled already quite a bit. And so we pulled out what I call the mommy doll. It's a little stuffed animal of me for my youngest, just so she has that connection with me. And I basically tell her, hey, whenever you hug it, I can feel it. And it is not going to go unnoticed, the sacrifices she's also continuing to make to help other women and other children. And so we are a service-oriented family, and so everybody's just really excited for the adventure and up for the hard work.
Well, I want to give your husband, Randy, who's a Chief Warrant Officer, too, and flies Apache helicopters at Fort Lewis, a big thank you. Being a veteran and a spouse of a retired military officer, I know you can't do it without family. And you and I were talking about that a little bit before we got on the air. Why don't you go ahead? I'll give you sort of the final word to your Captain Kerry Turner, Miss Veteran America 2015, to give us your final words of wisdom, maybe around the family, about the importance of family and service.
Well, I think as military families, we that serve get the fact that our families also make sacrifices. And even when we enter the veteran community, they continue to make those sacrifices, and they're affected by the choices that we make as service members. So we can't ever forget that we are unable to be put in positions where we can do extraordinary things if we didn't have the love and support of our families. And to never forget who you are at the end of the day, and that's mom and wife and entrepreneur and advocate, but it really wouldn't be possible without the love and devotion of a family. And that's really the core that drives the Turner household, that we, it doesn't matter where we go as a family, we will figure it out when we get there. And that's just kind of been our motto since we got married. And so I encourage everybody to always say I love you and hug your family. You never know what life will have in store for you.
Oh, true words. Kerry Turner, is there a website or a Facebook page or something where folks can follow you throughout the year?
Miss Veteran America has Instagram. And, we don't have Instagram. We have a Twitter and we have a Facebook page. And just look up Miss Veteran America without the period after the MS, and we will pop up.
Well, that's great. I encourage our listeners to do that. I want to thank Captain Kerry Turner, the 2015 Miss Veteran America, for her participation in today's show, but also for her service and everything that you're going to do over the next year to shed some more light on this issue of female veteran homelessness. As you tell us, 70% of those women will have children with them, so we've got to eradicate the problem. Thank you for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to podcasts and internet radio shows at veteransradio.net. And until next time.
You are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.